Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Our buddy Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston, former NFL quarterback. Sean, new year, same Browns, at least for week one. We know the Ravens are great, but man, that was a terrible performance by Baker and the Browns on this past Sunday.
Guys, yeah, thanks for having me on. Watching that game, and they look same old, same old. And yes, the Baltimore Ravens are a really, really good football team that, quite frankly, didn't even have to extend themselves to win the game. That was obvious. But it gets to a point, and you guys know how big a fan I am, how I support Mayfield, and I support Cleveland Browns, and it's not just one guy or one play in a game. It isn't. But the truth of the matter, losing's one thing, but it's how you lose is probably more bothersome to me. I know that, I don't believe in moral victories. I don't, but there's times when you can see a team and say, okay, they're showing me something that says that there's another level. Yes, it's one game. No, we're under a new regime. No, we shouldn't panic. And we're not putting Jacksonville and Minshew in the Super Bowl, and we're sure as hell not saying the San Francisco 49ers can't play. But it's some of the things I saw that I don't like. Baker has got to get back to, whether it's his rookie year or how he felt at Oklahoma, of going through his progressions. Right now, it looks to me, from watching his game and going back and rewatching some of the plays that I was questioned, is it doesn't look, number one, that he's working through his progressions. I think some of the stuff he's doing is premeditated, and it's okay versus man coverage to be premeditated. If you think, because the best we can hope for, there's two things we beg for in offenses throughout my life when coordinators put in a game plan, is one, to create mismatches. Two is man-to-man coverage, because you think our guys are better than yours, and your guys should be better because they're pretty good. Baltimore's pretty good too, but most of the time, it's tough for a guy to cover. And so those are the matchups you want. But for me, the thing that Baker's got to advance to is not only get to your progressions, one, and I don't care who the one is. If the one's not if the one's covered, curl, flat, check down, throw the ball to flat, throw the ball to check down. I don't care if it's your favorite receiver or you're locked in or you've got this mindset that says he's going to win every time. We all have a crutch. But guess what? Sometimes the crutch breaks. And you got to find out, you got to go on one crutch, or you got to tick off the crutch and say, okay, it's time to put my knee surgery's over. And I'm not talking about knee surgery. I'm using it as a little metaphor. But now he's got to get to the next level and get to the third guy and then throw the ball out of bounds or take off and run. He's missing easy throws that when he came out of school, he was accurate on. And that bothers me. It looks a little uncomfortable and antsy in the pocket. Now, can he fix it? Sure. But we can't keep saying it 17, 18, 20 games, 25 games. We can't keep saying, well, when? Because we're not saying that about Lamar right now. We're not saying that. And I know, but different the last 2 years, same system with his coordinator now. I get it. But I got to see him excel when everything's not perfect in the pocket. And I think he relies on liking to bail and make something big happen every time. I'd like Baker Mayfield to go boring on me for a couple weeks. And this may not be a true test this week. Just because they beat Cincinnati, it's not going to tell me much. I mean, although the Bengals are improved and Burrow's going to be a player. I want to see him bore me to death one weekend where it's 18 to 21, 20. And I don't think Baker can win in the NFL right now today throwing 35, 40 times a week. I just don't. I think he's got to have the run game. Things have to be going really well. So when are we going to get back to that Mayfield, to where everybody's involved, he's going through his progressions, and he's comfortable? I haven't seen much of that in about the last year and this year. I'm hoping, because I'm the believer in him, and I've put myself out there about him. But you know what? four, five, six games into the season, if it's the same way, you got to start to look long and hard at what can you different, or are you going to have to do something different at that position?
Sean Salisbury is with us on the hotline. Sean, as a quarterback, as a former quarterback yourself, you know, I wonder about Baker just in terms of his confidence. You know, is it possible, you know, just like a golfer or a tennis player or anybody, you know, you can sometimes get the yips and it's tough to get back. Is it possible Baker has lost that and is really struggling to kind of get back to that player that he once was? And
is it possible
for him to lose it totally?
Dustin, it's not just possible. When we talk the first part of, is he reeling right now with confidence? It's very probable. Now, I'm not him, but I can tell you this. The one thing we're always told, you know, the old commercial, never let him see you sweat, that even when you feel it, you're supposed to not show it. Well, you're lacking in confidence. You don't want to let that part of your, the confidence, people know it around. It's not just the other team. It's your own team. So Baker has always been outwardly confident and let it happen. There's no doubt in my mind. And like I said, I'll stand up and scream to the high heavens. You guys know I'm a believer. And I know people out there saying, dude, when are you going to jump off this train? Well, I'm not jumping off yet. Okay, I may be holding on to the railing outside the transfer train, but I'm not jumping off yet because I think he can. I saw a lot in him to think he can. But yeah, Dustin, there's no question. See, I look at other guys that are physically not near as gifted that are playing better football. Why? Because they're feeling it. They're feeling it. And this position, when I was at my best, which may not have been often, but I'm talking about in my career, a game or two, I felt like you couldn't stop me. And if you were prepared, you're going, and things got bigger and slowed down. But when you're going through, you tell everyone, oh, yeah, I'm feeling great. But 4, 5, 6, 8 games in a row, you're still not making the decisions you're used to making that we saw that made you the first pick and made you like an offensive rookie of the year, those things. So, yeah, and not only can it go by the wayside, but if you don't snatch it back quickly, it can not only get left, but it's hard to get it back. And we see putters do it with a golf club in their hand. We see tennis players do it. We see hitters do it. Yeah, the guy's throwing to first base, you're damn right you can get it. Baker Mayfield thrives on confidence, and I don't believe he's got much of it right now. He needs a breakthrough for about a month, not just a game.
Sean, who was more impressive week one, the Ravens or the Steelers?
The Steelers just looked like the Steelers, man. Dude, Ben was Ben, man. Throw me a couple passes, make some big plays. Defensively, they smash. I would probably say the Ravens were, because guys, and I think Big Ben's going to put up huge numbers and Pittsburgh's going to make the playoffs. But Lamar Jackson, when are we going to finally, people around the league say, we quit calling him, oh, he's just a great runner who throws.
Right.
This kid, he's beating you from the pocket. He's beating you with reads. He's beating you with drop shots. Every layering the ball to second and third levels, being accurate with the football. Now, you want to talk about confidence? That's a mirror when he sees back at himself. It's like, man, I'm pretty good, but I'm not going to stop my grind. So I'm going to say the Ravens, because the Ravens didn't get out of, just like the City Chiefs against the Texans, they won without getting out of third gear. They almost looked like they were there. Oh, this is, we got this one. That's no problem. Let's just finish this one off and get to next week. That's the way it felt watching the game on television. So it can be fixed, just like you can lose it as quick. I don't expect Jacksonville to play that great every game, but hell, that's about, don't tell them they're tanking. Don't tell Minshew. So Baker's got to get it back. But I think the Ravens, right now, the class of the AFC is Kansas City and the Ravens. And then Pittsburgh's on the level trying to reach up and grab them as well. They're in the talk and the conversation and can, because that defense is really good. But right now, if you're gonna go anywhere, you're traveling through Baltimore, Kansas City. Now, week 10, week 12, week 16, week 18, playoffs, late January, one of those two teams going to be in it.
Sean, the Browns play the Cincinnati Bengals tomorrow night. Obviously, Joe Burrow comes to town, the rookie phenom from LSU and Ohio State, of course. If they can't win this game, I mean, you know, Browns fans on Friday morning on our show, Friday afternoon on our show, they're going to be talking about this season's going to be a disaster.
Yep, and 0-2 teams don't make the playoffs, usually. I'm not saying never, right. There's the aberration. They just don't. And I know it's early to talk about, but we do. That's what we do. Well, first month MVP of the season, you know, first four games, quarter of the season. So 2 weeks in, yeah. And you know what? There's some eerie similarities. Joe Burrow was really accurate. And he had a great season, but Baker had a great season. Joe Burrow's accuracy in college and confidence, and when he came out, don't they remind you of each other? Just different body types, but of swagger, of you feel when they come in, they own the room. They were accurate in college and had big monster seasons. Both grabbed the Heisman Trophy. They came out, and they're the first pick. They went to teams in Ohio. What's not? I mean, and you saw Burrow last week. He looked like a guy that the team already wants to name team captain. Can he continue the swagger? He's been through adversity. He's been kicked in the mouth. Baker's been a walk-on. So we'll see how this goes. But I'm telling you, play average football, and Cincinnati's going to beat you. It is. Talent-wise, they shouldn't. But I said the same thing about the Colts to the Jacksonville Jaguars, right? Oh, come on. This is good. Let's move on. Well, when you go 19 to 20 at the quarterback position and play boring, make a few plays, take four sacks, but don't turn it over, you win. And we got an 18-year veteran or something moving his happy feet in the pocket, even though he throws, you know, for damn near 400 yards or whatever it was, Phillip Rivers. A couple costly picks cost you for a guy who shouldn't be antsy in the pocket, even though he took a bunch of hits last year. Baker's got to settle in, because if Joe Burrow outplays him and they win, you're going to have to, please, trust me, the city and around the country, you're going to hear hot take artists, Baker needs to be replaced. It's already time for Stefanski to move on. And, man, does the front, you know, you're going to hear all that, which is absurd, but you're going to start to hear it. I'm not overly concerned about week two, and if we're firing people, I'm concerned about them winning. But talk to me at the midway point. If we haven't seen improvement, I'm not just talking about wins and losses, improvement. You're going to start to hear the whispers become loud, loud talk and roars. Hell, you'll start to see mock drafts say, what are we doing at quarterback? It's not just the quarterback, but I promise you it starts there. If you don't have that guy, he's just a guy, then you better start to think that maybe you got to move on, or you better be monster at every other position on your football team. And Beckham's not separating, or when he does, they're missing it. There's something going on with the chemistry there that's, you know, I'm flummoxed by it, to be honest with you.
Hey, Cam Newton in New England, good debut. Can they be a contender again this year?
They're going to hang around. They're well coached. Two things I love about it is that Cam looked pretty fit and healthy, and he was accurate. He looks like he took a little bit of what Norv was doing, transferred it to this. And I like that Josh McDaniels, he kind of had to have a rejuvenation of, I don't have a pocket guy who's been with me for years. I got to adjust my game plan. So let's get him on the edge, a thing that Josh has never had with at least he had a little bit Tebow with the running part, never had it with Tim, with Brady. So he got to in the red zone, read option, and get to the edge. Cam looked pretty comfortable, only threw 19 times, rushed 15 more. If that's the Cam Newton we see, and he's healthy, you'll see a lot of that. Now, he'll have his ups and downs because he's not going to throw for 70%, but that looks like a different level, and he will get a new contract, whether it's New England or somewhere else. He knows he's playing for his future, for bigger money, and for pride right now. I think Buffalo's the best team in the division, but Belichick's teams will be disciplined enough to be in games. If you protect it like Newton did this past weekend, and with his ability, they can win 9 games, especially with the Jets being as awful as they are, and the Miami Dolphins good, but you don't expect them to hang around. They're going to be better. Talk to me in about 2 years. But the Buffalo Bills are the class of that division, and we saw Josh Allen's improvement. He's well ahead of some of the other guys in his draft class, including Sam Darnold. So I would imagine that Cam Newton's team will be hovering around a wild card if, in fact, teams like the Colts and the Texans continue to urinate down their leg in games that they're supposed to, well, not against Kansas City, but in games where they, you know, where it matters, especially in the division.
Sean, great news in college football today. The Big Ten announcing that they are returning. I know everybody here is very excited. I'm guessing you're really excited to see some Big Ten football in a few weeks.
I can't. It legitimizes even more what the national championship will make up. My Pac-12, they're nobody even talking about it. It's like they got a gag order on them, and that commissioner needs a good talking to, and hopefully they'll come to their senses. But they probably won't because of the governor in that state. But the other part of that is, I couldn't be more fired up to watch Fields play and to see the Big Ten back in it, because there's some good teams and great coaches and great skill set. And with the opt-outs even, there's still another 5-star super stud waiting to play. So I couldn't be more excited for it. I know people are excited to watch Fields and right there in your state, watch Ohio State. But this is good. This is really good. And it took them a minute. I don't know what changed in 2 weeks, to be honest with you, that they weren't – the doctor said no 2 weeks ago, but now 2 weeks later they say yes. I think
the testing was a big difference. I was reading about the testing.
I mean, it's amazing how quickly they can come up with a change of tests in 2 weeks, but God bless them. I'm all for it. 100% all in. Let's go. Big Ten, I'll take it better late than never, and I'm excited to watch them play. This is a good conference, and it'll legitimize the national title run this year in 2020.
Sean, last thing. I know they're going to be doing the National League playoffs in Texas, and the World Series is going to be in Arlington. And they're supposedly going to try to get some fans in, you know, maybe 25% for those games. Will you be going to the NL playoffs / World Series?
I wouldn't have a problem. I'm not going to make a special trip for it, since none of my teams, the Red Sox, aren't a threat. Now, my old hometown Padres you know, just because it's been so long,
yeah.
I would have a blast going and watching that. Or if it's a team like the Padres and the White Sox type of thing, you know, where it's young, excited, 2 years from now they're going to be monsters. If you're would I go fearful of Corona? Absolutely not. It will have nothing to do with the virus. If I had a ticket and went and wanted to go watch and tailgate and be away and social distance, put a mask on and watch a game, I have no problem with it. Yeah, I'd go if it was a couple teams that I was interested in going for a couple games, no problem. And I hope they do. I hope it gets to the point safety enough where we go, but I have no problem. If it's a team that I love or it's a hometown team or a team that I want to watch, yeah, I have no problem going.
Appreciate it, Sean. We'll talk to you next week.
You guys are great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.